Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com, and welcome to today's episode. I'm so grateful that you are here, and today I want to talk about what to do when you feel like nothing is working, right? Because I know that you've been there, I've been there, when you like just want to throw your hands up in the air, you're really, really frustrated about your situation, you feel like you've tried everything, you feel very, very upset. You're in a lot of anxiety, you feel uncomfortable, you were so hopeful for your weight loss plan, and you get all motivated and you get all into it and you feel like it's working, but then something happens, you get thrown off track, or perhaps you don't even get started. Perhaps it's like this thing of like, oh man, like I really want to do this, but I can't seem to get started. Like I just can't seem to get motivated to start. And yet I feel really, really uncomfortable and I just can't get motivated, right? And I really want to talk about the underlying things going on here, because like if you listen to my podcast, like I like to go deep. I like to give you the actual reasons why you're manifesting this reality, because at the end of the day, we get so caught up on action, but our life as we know it is a result of our thoughts and feelings and beliefs. So in order to change our reality and so that we don't keep on manifesting the same situation over and over again, we really have to go deeper into the dialogue in our heads and shift that. And then suddenly you get to change on an identity level. You get to change how things work for you. You get to have a life where your weight and your body and food is easy, right? And you get to look how you want to look and feel good. So that's what I really want to talk about today. And just a reminder that my No Diet Babe Academy is an amazing course to do if you're a yo-yo dieter. So what that means, if you're the type of person that's always trying to lose weight, always going on a diet, even if it's not a fad diet or whatever, you're always thinking about how you're going to lose weight. You're always thinking about how you want to be motivated tomorrow. You're getting up every day thinking, how am I going to eat today? Am I going to be good or bad, or what's going to happen? And you're constantly striving to lose weight, but you never ever seem to get there. Also, if you're struggling with binge eating, so you tend to do really well with a diet, but then you start to binge. This course is designed for you, okay? So I was a yo-yo dieter, meaning I used to fluctuate in weight all the time. And what I didn't realize was actually I had certain emotional attachments to food that I had to overcome. And it was a combination of the dieting mindset and dieting trauma coupled with emotions, my emotions, and my emotions around my weight, my emotions around food and other areas of my life. And I had to do this work in order to become the person that I am today. And so I created this course to share this work with you. It's a combination of law of attraction and eating psychology. And also there's a module in there specifically on nutrition aimed at just the kind of a no bullshit type of approach, where I talk about why you struggle so much when you fad diet and how that's damaged your metabolism, etc. So there's a whole heap of stuff in there. There's worksheets for every week. So there's four modules. There's a worksheet for every week, and there's meditations for you as well. So there's like a post-binge meditation. So perfect for if you do feel guilty around food, you listen to that post-binge meditation to release the guilt. There's also a cravings care meditation. So it's a process that I use to overcome cravings, and a worksheet for cravings as well. So if you're the type of person that feels really addicted to sugar, so you can't trust yourself around sugar, basically, this is actually the type of work that you need to be doing, rather than having that approach of cutting sugar out. Because trust me, I spent years just demonizing sugar and thinking that I had to cut sugar out. It never solved the problem, because the problem isn't the sugar, it's you and your relationship to food, okay? This is really important, because I can now have sugar in a very small amount and I don't react to it in that way that I used to. So it's really important to understand that demonizing sugar or labeling it as a drug isn't serving you. It's only perpetuating a reality where you feel addicted, okay? Remember that law of attraction and manifestation is the foundation of our reality, okay? And if you believe that sugar is addictive and you view it in that way, you're going to experience a reality where you are addicted to it. So it's really important that you have to change your perception of the world in order for the world around you to change. Meaning, you can't keep on demonizing sugar and carbohydrates and feeling like they are addictive foods, because then you will experience those foods as being addictive and sabotage yourself, okay? So yes, it's a process. Yes, manifestation isn't an overnight thing. You don't just think of it once and then you're done. It's a constant thing that you need to apply. It's constant work and rerouting your neural pathways to a different way of thinking. And once you do that, yes, you will overcome this perception of being addicted to certain foods, okay? You can. And that's really what this course is designed to help you do, okay? So it's 50% off at the moment for one more day. And I've added an extended payment plan. So you can get started today for only $52. So that's really, really exciting. And it's you can visit the web address. It's nodietbabe.com/academy. So that's nodietbabe.com/academy. And that's available for the next day. So let's talk today about when it feels like nothing is working. So I feel like I kind of even just dabbled on that just before, where I was talking about manifestation and how everything is manifesting as a result of your thoughts and feelings and beliefs. And when we have these certain beliefs around food, and we're demonizing food and we're having strong emotional responses to certain foods that we believe make us fat or harm us in some sort of way, it does actually perpetuate a reality where we struggle with those foods. So although it's good to have an overall perception of the fact that we want to eat healthy, at the same time, we can't be focusing on what we don't want, and we can't keep on adding, like, we can't keep on watering the weeds, and the weeds are the foods that we want to avoid. Yeah. And so when you go on a diet, generally you're constantly focusing on what you don't want. You're constantly focusing on how you don't like your body, how much you want to look like somebody else, kind of thing, like in a negative way, like from a perception of lack. Like you'll see somebody slim and it triggers you and you feel feelings of lack because you want that and you believe you can't have it, so you feel feelings of lack. The other thing is that you tend to then be in this fixing energy of like, okay, so how am I going to fix this? And also you start to feel like you're putting in a lot of effort, but what you're actually doing is that you're just spending a lot of mental energy. You're not actually taking a lot of action, because going to the gym and just eating is not really action. It's just stuff that we should be doing anyway. You know what I mean? It's like you've got to have a chat to your ego, because it's like, hang on a second, even if I had my ideal body, I'd be doing this stuff. So it's not really hard or effort, because I have to eat every day anyway. And it's this perception that when I don't eat a certain way that I've screwed things up, that makes me feel negative. But what if you changed your perception so that no matter what was happening in your life, you were always succeeding? You can eat out and lose weight. Yes, it's a different thing. Like you have to be really good at portion control, but I've eaten out a lot for the last few years and it's not sabotaged my weight at all my like, yeah, or anything. You know what I mean? It's like it hasn't changed my health in any way. Like it hasn't done anything. And yes, I want to eat healthy and stuff like that, so I do care about that, but it's also my mentality. So your health also encompasses your mental health. So you just have to remember that it's not as simple as just what you put in your mouth. And that having a poor relationship to food, demonizing food, fearing food, doesn't actually make you any healthier, even if you're eating 100% clean. Trust me, because when I was eating 100% clean, but my mental health was screwed because I was really fearful around food, was when I was the unhealthiest. I had polycystic ovaries, IBS, acne on all over my back and face. I was at my worst when I was eating the best. Okay. And that wasn't because the food was the issue. The issue was my relationship to it and my relationship to life in general, and how I had this really negative energy around everything, around food and weight. And it was a constant struggle, and I manifested these feelings of feeling really hard and negative and everything. And now I don't have acne on my back at all, which is amazing. Like, wow. Like, I love wearing like crop tops and stuff, like with like designs on the back, or like it feels so good to like just wear a top and not be worried about acne on my back. It's like, this is like a new thing for me in the last year or so, or 2 years or whatever. And it's like, cool. And I just get the occasional pimple on my face, but it's like nothing, you know, compared to what it used to be. And that's the thing. It's like when I was low carb, you guys, eating 100% clean, I had the worst. That's when I had the worst. So that's really important to keep in mind, you guys, that there's so much more to it than just what you put in your mouth. And it's the energy that you embody. It's like your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. And it's like, that's what you need to focus on. You need to build a foundation, and then you can take action once your energy has warmed up, your thoughts and feelings and beliefs are more aligned. You'll notice that you find it easy to take action when you're aligned. You actually things just kind of fall into place and you end up doing things very, very easily. And yes, it's a process of getting there, but it's well worth it. well worth it. I just would not change a thing in terms of the work, mental work that I've done around my relationship to food and my weight. Definitely, it's worth it because it's so much more than about losing weight. Like I said, it's your health too, your mental health, and a lot of you are putting yourself through mental struggle as a result of feeling like you just can't stick to something. You feel like nothing is working for you. You feel like you can't be consistent. You feel guilty every day because of this, right? You just feel like nothing's working and you're frustrated, you're overwhelmed, and you resent yourself. You resent your weight, you resent food in general, and then you have this kind of underlying anger towards everything, because it's like, why the fuck am I like this? Why do I struggle so much? And yeah, like, I just want to tell you that it's okay. Okay, like, honestly, babe, it's okay to be where you are. And what your brain does, it does this thing where it tries to tell you that life is always going to be like this. And that just perpetuates that feeling of discomfort and anger and resentment, because your ego is trying to trick you and it's trying to say, you're stuck here, there's no way out. And that's what makes the emotion feel so, so terrible. And so I want to tell you that you will overcome this, and it's not always going to feel like this. And this is just a moment in time, and things can change very, very quickly when you get to the underlying things that are actually going on, and you don't just focus on surface level things like meal planning and getting motivated and etc., etc. Although those things are part of it, it's not the foundation, okay? And when you're in a constant cycle of struggle and you feel like nothing is working, it's a sign that you need to dig deeper. It's definitely a sign that you need to dig deeper and that you're just focusing on the surface level things. And what it means that when you have these feelings of struggle and you're frustrated because you feel like nothing is working, it's usually because you're bouncing between the scale of dieting and emotional eating. Okay, usually when you're bouncing between the two. And the way you know this, one good test is when you start to think about cutting foods out, you get anxious. Yeah, you start thinking about how you're gonna go about the weight loss and you start to get anxiety. And in fact, it triggers you to want to eat more food. I want you to notice this if you're one of those people, because that's really, really indicating that you have a strong, strong dieting trauma, and you really need to work on overcoming this dieting mindset and being more intuitive with your mindset. Simultaneously, on the flip side, if you only work on your dieting mindset, but then engage in emotional eating, you'll start gaining weight and you'll notice that you're not happy either because you're gaining weight. And that's kind of going against your higher self, because your higher self knows that you get to have all your desires. You get to feel good around food, but you also get to lose weight if that's your desire. And it's finding this balanced energy in between the two ends of the scale. And usually what people do is they bounce from one to the other. They're either dieting really well or they're completely letting loose and they're bouncing from one to the other. And what you have to create, you have to create an identity of the person that's balanced, aligned, okay? And that's what I teach in the No Diet Babe Academy on how to do that. And you have to reconnect to your genuine hunger and fullness signals, okay? So meal plans can be great, but if you're not genuinely connected, which dieting generally encourages us to disconnect, you can simultaneously be connected and dieting. And that's what I recommend. And I call that dieting without the dieting mentality. Right, and that's completely possible. You just have to be a very conscious person, and that's it. Like, you just have to understand what I teach and be very conscious about it, and then you can literally have any body goal, and you can go after it in a very non-dramatic way, and you have complete love and respect for your body, and that's where you want to be. That's where you can. You don't have to, because I feel like, when we see these self-love, intuitive eating practices, we think that we have to completely let go of any kind of fitness or body goal because it means that they're all unhealthy. And I just think that, hang on a second, you guys, that there's still this black and white thinking going on. So it's like you feel like you can only have one or the other. You feel like you can only be a body love person who is against diets. Or you're like a fitness obsessed person who's obsessed with dieting. It's like, no, you can actually have both. And what it is, it's like, it's when you let go of that obsessive energy, right? Because you can be a fitness person. You can eat healthy and meal plan and do that if you want to. Or you don't have to do that if you don't want to. And you can go through phases where you do and where you don't. It's all about your energy though. And you can be those things in a good energy, and you can be those things in a negative obsessive energy. And what always matters is your energy, okay? So that's really important to understand. And also, just like I've talked about, I mainly talked about it in my Instagram story. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, I highly, highly recommend you do. So it's No Diet Babe on, that's the Instagram handle. So instagram.com/nodietbabe. So it's at no diet babe. And yeah, I was talking about my own fitness goals and how when I have a fitness goal or like a goal in mind around my body, I don't force action. Instead, what I do is I allow momentum to build around the desire so that the action is just natural. And it's like it flows into my desires so that it feels like just a natural progression that I do. And then I somehow just end up taking action in the area that I wanted to shift. And it doesn't come from this place of real anxiety, or like I can notice when there's this heightened emotion around how quickly it's going to happen. And that is something you want to take care of. You don't want that particular thought to gain a lot of momentum, because when you get into that realm of how quickly is it going to happen, what that means is that you're viewing the process as hard. Because if you want to get it over and done with as quick as possible, you're choosing a process that's not sustainable long term. And also you're viewing this perception of you getting to where you want to be as really hard. And you've got to work on that, because otherwise you will just go around in circles your whole life. That will be where you feel like nothing is working. Yeah, because you have to do that deeper inner work around your relationship to the dieting and your relationship to your weight. Because when you feel so uncomfortable, you're not a vibrational match to the weight loss. So there, you do have to feel comfortable without engaging in excessive emotional eating. And that's the balance that I talk about, because you can get too comfortable and then really it's just your ego continuing to feed you with these lies of like, yeah, it's okay, you can eat that, you can eat that. But really you're just, it doesn't feel good. It's not, because you're like gaining and gaining even more. And it's still not aligned for you. It's still not your best self ever, right? And you'll be able to tell that by how you feel. You know what I mean? I feel like that's an individual thing. But yeah, that's kind of like when you feel like nothing is working, babe, you need to focus on your energy. You need to focus on your energy because I know when you feel like nothing is working, you are not a vibrational match to where you want to be because you are currently frustrated. You feel disempowered, like powerless. You feel like nothing is working. Yeah. It's not a vibrational match to who you want to become. Okay. I know this because I've been there and I know that in order to shift it, yes, I took action, but it was aligned action. I did the deep inner work and shifted from the inside out, and that's how I shifted my reality. Okay. It's really, really important to understand that you have to become aware of these emotions, and you do need to take the practical stuff. I can't think of my words. Action. Weight loss is about a calorie deficit, okay? The problem is that people go in too much of a calorie deficit, then they damage their metabolisms, then they perpetuate this belief that weight loss is hard and it's depriving and it's blah, 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 blah. And it's not that. You've just been doing it all wrong, which is also what I teach about in my academy. So there's a whole module on that too. And it's just really important to change your perspective, okay? And realize that the action, when you feel uncomfortable about this idea that weight loss is about a deficit, it means that you're suffering from dieting trauma. It means that your battery is currently on empty. You need to recharge your battery. You cannot take action on weight loss on an empty battery, you guys. You have to fill yourself up. You have to fill up your cup. And that means sometimes filling up a little bit more on foods in a way that I teach in my intuitive macros. That's what we did. We went through a process of recharging to overcome the dieting trauma, to actually start to pivot that feeling of deprivation. Because as long as you are taking action from a feeling of dieting trauma and deprivation, it will feel like nothing is working. You will continue to perpetuate that cycle where nothing is working. It feels hard. I feel deprived. I keep on screwing it up. I can't be consistent. Then I feel guilty about it. Blah, blah, blah. That kind of stuff, okay? So that's really, really, really important, okay? That in order to change this cycle where you feel like nothing is working, you have to first start to look at the emotions about it. You have to start looking at the strategies that you're using and your deep core beliefs about you and your ability to lose weight. So anyway, you guys, that's all that I have for today. Like I said, when you feel like nothing is working, babe, also just have compassion for yourself, okay? Because I know how frustrating it can be. I know how screwed up you can feel when you're really focusing on how everyone else seems to be able to succeed at what you want, or how, you know, you notice slim people or you notice fit people and you're like upset and it triggers you even more. You feel really uncomfortable. You feel like you're being judged. You feel like you're constantly just judging yourself. Nothing's working. You're frustrated. Babe, you got to switch your energy, because being in this place of frustration, guilt, and just continuing to try to take action without looking at your energy isn't what's going to get you where you want to be. Yes, you have to take action. You also have to be aware of your energy though, okay? And it has to come from the right place. And it has to come from love, not fear. Because a lot of the time, when you're taking action, you're taking it from a root of fear. The root of fear is that you dislike your body unless you change. And yes, you can focus on positive expectation of how good you will feel when you've lost the weight, but also you've got to understand that when the thoughts and feelings come up where you don't like your current body and it causes anxiety, if you stay in that place, that's not the energy in which you want to make changes from. Yes, that can be like set the scene for polarity of what you want versus what you don't want, and you do want to lean into what you do want, not just kind of give up. Like surrendering, there is an aspect of surrendering, but it's not the same as giving up. So you're still taking action, but you are still kind of surrendering, okay? So that's what manifestation is all about, really. I mean, yeah, it's the same with everything. Anyway, you guys, the No Diet Babe Academy, it's nodietbabe.com/academy. It's currently 50% off and there is also an extended payment plan available. Anyway, you guys, I love, love, love you guys. Make sure you pop into the Facebook group called Babes Manifesting Weight Loss. I've been actually doing a couple of live videos in there and on Instagram where I'm answering some questions. I did a Q&A like it ended up being a Q&A the other day, and I think there's some good stuff in that. And also, I did a live video yesterday where I just talk about some other things to do with weight loss that are also going to help you on your journey of manifesting weight loss. Anyway, you babes, I love you guys. I hope you have a great week, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.